60CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump returns to court here in New York this morning for day two of jury selection in his historic criminal trial.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Monday ended without any jurors being chosen. The first batch of 96 out of several hundred were sworn in, but more than half were quickly dismissed after they said they could not be fair and impartial. Court personnel then began asking the roughly three dozen others to answer 42 additional questions, ranging from the mundane, like what jobs they have, to the more pointed, like whether they followed Trump on social media.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's sending impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today over the way he's handled the crisis at the southern border. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
This will all happen very quickly. So quickly, if you blink, you might miss it. House Republicans, who have accused the Homeland Security Secretary of breaching the public trust, will deliver the impeachment articles this afternoon to the U.S. Senate. Then the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate impanels its members as jurors on Wednesday. But Democrats say this is a political ploy, and they'll dispense of it quickly.
An Israeli official says the nation's war cabinet will meet today to discuss Iran's weekend airstrikes. On the heels of this announcement from Military Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi.
The IDF remains ready to counter any threat from Iran and its terror proxies as we continue our mission to defend the state of Israel.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled Idaho can enforce, at least temporarily, a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender people under the age of 18. Catherine Oakley with the Human Rights Campaign argues.
Doctors and the parents work together to get a really accurate understanding of what these folks need. It's not fancy. It's not special. It's health care.
Physicians could face up to 10 years in prison if they provide minors with hormones, puberty blockers, or other treatments for gender dysphoria. An advocacy group has released this year's list of rivers most endangered by everything from sewage and toxic algae to construction. Number one on the list, all of the rivers in New Mexico. Group says they're being hurt by the EPA's limited ability to enforce the Clean Water Act. College hoops all-time leading scorer is WNBA bound.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Clark, the number one draft pick, tells CBS Sports.
Once you actually see your name like on the board and the commissioner says your name and you get to enjoy it with your family, like it's a whole different feeling and just a lot of pride, like getting to share that with them and just thankful.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent, and I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to San Diego.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group. And, yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early, and we didn't. And it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. There was one pitch I would like to throw again. It was probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA, Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film, and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan, and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late today, continuing through tonight into tomorrow, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down by about midday Wednesday. Today, cloudy, windy, and cooler. Our high this afternoon, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
I don't know if this is a woman thing, but I was having lunch with my wife today. Out of the blue, she just leans over to me and goes, Pete, I just want you to know, if I ever get really sick and I'm in the hospital, it's okay if you want to move on with your life and see other people. You feel how tense it is right now? That's how tense it was. She meant it to be sweet, but she really just freaked me out. Like, next time I have the flu, she'll be like, this is Julio.
Tuesday morning, but that's the 16th of April. You pay your taxes? If you weren't listening earlier, I reminded you that's how Al Capone got it. He didn't pay his taxes. This guy murdered people all over the place, but they couldn't get him for that, but they got him for payment, lack of payment of taxes. That's how they got him. So I went to Melissa Caprillion is here. I should introduce you first.
Yeah, before
you say, why don't you get that microphone up so you can hear everything you're saying? Okay. My wife and I love to go to cemeteries. We travel, and if we go on a road trip, we stop at cemeteries. And my wife researches these cemeteries. And we went to Mount Carmel in Chicago, and it was buried there, Al Capone. And buried right across from him is another gangster. What's his name? I'll think of it in a second. And there's another gangster not far from him. They're all buried there. They couldn't get along in life, but now they can get along 6 feet from each other, you know, at the cemetery. So I stood there at Al Capone's grave, and I know he's just 6 feet underneath me. I mean, that's kind of, you know, world-famous gangster, and I'm standing right on top of him.
And how were you feeling? Were you feeling a sense of gangster?
If I was standing on top of him in the 1930s, I would be next to him in the grave today. But, you know, I can't think of the guy's name. He was the florist. He was the guy who did the flowers for the massacre. Oh, I can't think of his name. O'Banion, that's it. O'Banion. He's buried right across from him. And who was the guy who's... He was dating somebody from the McGuire sisters. I can't think of his name. I got his thing on there. Anyway, in his mausoleum is his casket and some photographs. And there's a picture of him with a woman. It's not his wife. It's his mistress.
Ooh.
That's who they put in there with him for eternity. Wow. Whoa, what a conversation. All right. Melissa Caprillion is here. She is your 5th District Alder. And I'm getting used to saying Alder.
Good.
I'm getting used to that. 5th District Alder. And she's also on the county board. She's also vice president of, I don't know, I'm trying to, all these things you're running.
Oh, goodness, but yeah, it's a long list.
That's a busy thing, but they don't meet every week, do they?
No, they do not meet every week. So it's pretty well balanced throughout the whole month. So
are tax dollars being spent wisely in the county and the city?
Lots of things going on. So there's a lot of new things. And everybody went to the poll just a few weeks back. So the results are in. And we will be having some swearing in of the new bodies soon tonight.
David Mack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he invited
friend
me.
Of the show.
Yeah, he invited me to come by tonight. I got to remember that. Let's see. You can either watch an old Dateline episode or go watch David Mack. I'll think about that over lunch.
Well.
No, I'll go.
David Mack will be around for a couple years. The term is 2 years. And not only David Mack, but Sandy Widener's coming back as well. So two people who both served on the city council in prior years are now back. And so you've got some historical knowledge and wisdom coming back on. And it should be interesting. The county board also. So all of the county board was up. This term. For the city, it was only.
So you had to run for re-election.
I had to run for re-election for the county board. That's right.
You won, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know
well.
The county board was all up.
And every seat was up.
I voted. I think I voted. Yeah, I did. I voted. I just didn't. Did I vote?
No, I'm not. No. Yeah. I'm not. They redistricted, so I don't cover that part of downtown.
Oh, because I didn't see your name on there. I know I voted, and I didn't see your name. You know, here's something they got to change. On the wording of the propositions on the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I've heard that.
My wife voted one way, but she meant to vote the other because they word it in such a... Who words these things? So I want to know why... It sounds like a double negative almost. It's not, but that's what it sounds like. When somebody says, I don't not do that anymore, it means you do it.
That's
so,
right.
But that's the way they word these things, so you're confused by it. Why can't they have somebody like me just write a one-word sentence on there and explain what it is?
Wouldn't that be a lot easier? There's a lot
who
of processes in government.
That?
A lot of times it's voted on. So,
yeah, but who does the actual wording of it?
That one, that referendum, didn't come from the local level, so
give up their name.
Give it up. Oh, my gosh, I can't. You're making me sweat here.
Name names. Name names.
But we've seen it at the local level, too, where the wording is really important, and it is something
it's confusing.
That we've discussed. Yeah.
Because you're trying to sit there and analyze what you're trying to read, and you know, not that there's a line of people in back of me waiting to vote. I can't believe... Only 300 some odd people.
Yeah, that it's hard in the spring elections. You know, we'll see it more so usually when the bigger seats are up, when the mayor seats up, or if it's a presidential election, you'll start seeing those local numbers rise greatly. So, but yeah, in between there, you'll see those numbers pretty low. So you really got to get out there when you are running for office.
My wife voted 7 o'clock in the morning. She was number 2. I voted about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I was number 16. I still thought that was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
16. And there were people voting later on in the day, were like 100. I mean, that's... You should get more people voting than that. You can't force them to vote, but...
You can't, but, you know, Don, I would argue that it's the most important vote to have is for your local election, because you can feel the changes sometimes within that same week when things are voted on at the local level. A lot of times the things that are happening at the federal or state level, you don't feel those effects for a while. So, you know, those local elections are important to stay close to.
Well, you can be like Putin and get 100% of the vote. Isn't that something, huh? 100% of the vote. Because you know what happens to people that don't vote for him. They wind up exploding in airplanes or taking poison in an airport or doing something like that.
Well, that's not happening at this level.
No. and that's why you're so lucky to have the voting we have in this country. I know people complaining, it was rigged. It's not rigged. It's not rigged. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose.
That's right.
And the losers don't want to lose, but sometimes they do.
That's exactly right. And, you know, because you put, it's a vulnerable thing to put yourself out there.
Ugh, I'd never do it. I don't know how you people run for, I don't know how you get involved in politics. I would never do it in a million years. You know why I like radio? Because I don't have to deal with the public. Except for an occasional guest, I'm all alone. You can see the building. Nobody's here.
Well, the public gets to deal with you, though, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with the public. My entire life, I've never had a job in a store or anything where I actually had to deal with people. And I couldn't do it because even if you're working at Culver's, there's going to be someone that's not happy with the way the burger's made. You know, my daughter worked at Cousins when she was 15, 16 years old. It was her first job. And she was working behind the counter. And, you know, they make the sandwiches right there at Cousins. And this guy didn't like the way it was made. So he said to my daughter, look at this. And he threw it at her. And the food was all over. And she was crying. I mean, he just threw her sandwich at her. And she's dripping in now. Her uniform and everything is soaked with whatever it was. And she didn't even make the sandwich. All she did was sell it to him. And then, and so people came from behind the, you know, the cooks and took this guy out of the store. But still, that's some nerve
customer
doing that.
Customer service, and it's character building. A lot of us have started out in our younger years in customer service, and it does build some character and help you navigate different personalities.
Not me.
And so I'll tell you some of the... common complaints coming in right now. Sometimes they're very seasonal, and the ones right now are alley pavements. The alley assessments have just come out. So us as alders with alleys in our district are hearing a lot. People get those assessments and they're quite high. And so we'll get those complaints coming in. Loud vehicles now that the weather.
My wife wants to set a camera outside. And not only allowed, but speeding. Oh, yeah. So we got cameras, but this is a nature camera where every time there's movement, 10 seconds, it makes a recording. She said she wants to do it and show it to people at the council. Look what's going on Main Street. People are driving like lunatics out here and nobody's stopping them.
Yeah, so that's a year-round complaint, and that goes even before I was born. They've had problems with speeding. I don't know if it was here on the show or somewhere I read in the past about there was a carriage in Racine. There was in the newspaper an article about a speeding carriage.
Like a horse carriage?
Yes, a horse carriage. So, you know, it's always an issue of speeding, but another common complaint coming in is noise. So with the season, whether the noise is coming from the vehicle, coming from houses, outside activity from children or neighbors who are partying or bars, you know, windows are open.
I just said motorcycles, they're allowed to do the noise on motorcycles, but cars aren't.
Yeah.
And they do it and they speed. It's 30 miles an hour where I live. And those cars are going 40 and faster than that because I could see them going down the street. Anyway. Melissa Caprilligan is here. We're going to talk about some of the things going on in the city and the county that you'll be interested in hearing about. There are some things, right?
There are.
Okay, good.
Yes.
It's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station at 719. Go home.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Melissa Caprillion is here. She's your 5th District Alder and also your County Board Supervisor. You told me you listened to a podcast on cravings.
I did. It's The Hidden Brain, if you've ever listened to that. And they were talking about cravings, why it's so difficult, why we give in to cravings. So it was just recently published, that episode. And
why do I like black and white cookies so much?
Why do you like black and white cookies so much, Don?
Well, I like the way they taste, but if I don't have them in the house, I don't crave them. But if I see them in the kitchen, I sneak one, and then I go, maybe one more. And I'm headed to the shower, and I'm grabbing the cookies.
Yeah.
And I think, well, this will be nice. I'll just relax in the shower with these black and white cookies. And you don't get many of them. They're very tiny. The ones I used to get in New York are huge, but these are smaller.
That's
and
a
I
good thing.
Pop them in, and you don't have any cravings?
I do have cravings, but I will tell you, being vegan for as long as I've been vegan, over 30-some years, I kind of have a blander diet, so...
Hold on, I'll get some crabgrass in the backyard. you can munch.
There's a lot of edible grasses out there, so I wouldn't be disappointed.
So you'd probably be great if you were lost in the wilderness somewhere. You'd be great because you'd be picking berries off trees, eating pine cones or whatever.
As long as I successfully identified them, that they weren't poisonous. So I would love to be able to get into foraging a little bit
better.
You'd
be stepping on mushrooms, foraging, picking them up off the ground, wiping the dirt off them and eating them.
And I could help you survive, too, if you were there.
No, unless there were black and white cookies growing on the trees.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so Girl Scout cookies. Ugh, there's a meme, and it's so true. The guy says, I was clean for a year, and then I saw my dealer on the street, and there's a little girl selling her cookies. That's how I am. I'm clean for a year, then my dealer is on the street selling cookies.
Temptation.
Oh, I can't get enough of those Girl Scout cookies, and they know it.
Yeah.
So I'm at the parade, the downtown parade for St. Patrick's Day. Who sets up shop next to my wife and I sitting there? Scout thing with her cookies and everything. So I was avoiding it, and I said, all right, give me 2 boxes of the lemon cookies there. I'll take those.
Smart, though. Very smart.
Oh, yeah. And now they're at it. I used to see them at the supermarket all the time selling, and my wife snuck in 2 boxes she bought for me. But then at the end of March, they're all gone. Till next year. They don't sell in April.
Well, there are some dupes out there, and people swear on the all these, there's all these Facebook
groups. No, there's only one Girl Scout.
Okay, group. Well, the Girl Scouts would love to hear your...
Okay, so tell us what's going on here.
Lots going on, especially now that it's after, you know, the election's behind us now, and so it's focus on business, but the dam was voted to be removed, if people have been following
what
that.
Dam?
The Horlick Dam.
They're removing it.
They are. Where have you been, Don?
I've been here.
For the last 14 years, this has been a discussion. And it's been a contentious one, too. But a lot of people have educated themselves. A lot of the Army Corps of Engineers has said it's scheduled to be removed in the third quarter of 2025. And they'll remove it in sections.
Why?
Lots of reasons why. So it hasn't been free-flowing for over 100 and some years. And the health of the river, quite honestly. And so the approval of this project, it got brought forth by the Army Corps maybe about a decade or so ago of why it needed to be removed. And we had a lot of presentations on it. Hopefully, we'll start to see the river go back into its natural state.
So when you remove the dam, there's still a waterfall there of some sort, right?
Yeah. Well, the dam does impede the river's health, though. You know, it was a man-made dam, and it leads to poor water quality and algae growth. Mm. And there's also the warmer water temperatures that's harmful to the wildlife. So, and they said the dam is unsafe as well for posing a danger to people. I don't know many people have fallen off the dam, but we have a lot of recreation that goes on there.
That's where people go fishing, Horlick Dam.
Oh, they love it. But we are well known for our fishing, so...
The beavers will build a new one, don't worry.
They will. But there was a bit of contention on it, but education prevailed. So
what else is going on that's going to upset me?
No, sorry to hear that. But a lot of people are attached just because of the memory of it. But you have to start attaching yourself to the health and benefit of these natural resources. So
you're telling me people should go along with change.
Yeah.
The one thing people don't like in this world, change.
Okay. It can be hard for some. And
no, that's good. If it's for the health of everything, I'm for
it. It is for the health of the river, for sure. And we just had an extension of the contract for Smoke Down the Water. So a lot of people love enjoying that location. And also the Oasis, there's been an extension there. And the gentleman who's running it, Jose Felix, he is going to be having, again, another year in a row, there's a carnival at the Oasis around the end of May. So
my mother used to love going to the Oasis. And as a matter of fact, I have pictures of her, even with her oxygen tank she had with her. She used to love sitting there at the Oasis. And I've got pictures here somewhere of it, but I'll show it to you in a little while. Here they are.
I love it because it's got wheelchair access. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Great. He's showing me a picture
of my mom at the Oasis. Yes. And she is drinking her pina colada at the Oasis.
Oh, that's when the palm trees were, I see that they were put back there, and lots of people enjoying that space.
She used to say, take me to the, she didn't call it the Oasis, take me to the lakefront today, I want a pina colada.
I love it.
And we used to sit there and, anyway.
Well, enjoy that asset. And there's more things going on right along our water. If you're familiar with 32 Main Street, right over there, the old Belled Harbor Marina, mm-hmm. right by the bridge. So we've had a contract. The county's had a contract for the last, since 2020, some years. There was an extension. There's a group, Campbell Capital Group, who's been working on building up that site to about 260 apartments to go there. So it's been some years.
The old Main Marine? No, it's not Main.
The Bell Harbor Marina.
Bell Harbor Marina. You gotta tell me where that is in a second.
Right by the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. It's 729 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh, the civic media station. Melissa Caprillion in studio today. She's your 5th District Alder and also County Board Supervisor. We're coming up in just a moment. Some news coming up straight ahead.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN. Big deal.
deals.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
It sounds too good to be true. A company wants to contract with you for a small portion of your acres to turn it into a solar array. Be careful. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll explain why you need to be careful next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
As Wisconsin pivots more away from carbon-based fuels and towards renewable energy, farmers are finding themselves being approached by a lot of different folks looking for land to build solar arrays. Bill Omakin is a professor of law at the UW-Madison Division of Extension, and he says it's really important for farmers to think carefully before signing on the dotted line.
Depends on what's in that contract or that agreement. And that agreement may say that you cannot build a farm building next to a solar array to block the sun. And if that land next to a solar array was the best spot on your farm for a farm building, realize you've contracted that away. And if you attempt to do that, that's a breach of contract, and that developer can bring a lawsuit against you and force you to have that building removed. So there are rights that you give up, and that's why I say read the contracts carefully. Consult with knowledgeable legal counsel at the time that you're looking to contract.
That's Bill Omakin. He's a professor of law at UW-Madison's Division of Extension with one example that farms need to think through when making an agreement with a solar array company. Omakin says right now there's about 100 or more solar developers in the state trying to do business with Wisconsin farms and lease their land. He also advises not only paying attention to the details of the contract, but make sure you understand the plans in place for decommissioning that solar array when the lease is up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Remember, if you'd like to hear more with people like Bill Omakin talking about the solar array leases and what you need to be mindful of, we've got it up now on our podcast. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, the taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late today, continuing through tonight into tomorrow, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down by about midday Wednesday. Today, cloudy, windy, and cooler. Our high this afternoon, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Get ready to laugh till your cheese curds squeak because Charlie Behrens is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage on Thursday, August 8th.
There are several steps to a proper Midwest goodbye.
Come for a night of uproarious comedy as Charlie Behrens, the hilarious voice behind the Cripescast podcast right here on Civic Media, shows why he is Wisconsin's favorite funny man.
You slap your knee and say, well, by spoils.
Tickets are on sale right now at wystatefair.com. And all this week, the Don Rossin Show and Matt Nair on Air have your chance to win a pair of tickets on WRJN.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I say things when I drive that intrigue me.
I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. They're wondering if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. Whoa! Are those balloons? I don't know what they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
At WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh. Just a reminder, always remember you can have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved ones care in their home or in the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. And let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Put a line there. All set. Oh, I'm usually more organized. Actually, I'm not more organized. Melissa Caprillion is here. She's your 5th District Alder and also your County Board Supervisor. If you have a question for her, you can text me at 262-300-7445. Or you can download the Civic Media app and go to WRJN and type in your question that way. But if it's just... I want to do it quickly now, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445, and I'll remember to check it. Yesterday we had somebody from Salmon Arama in here. I didn't check. He had a whole bunch of people had questions, and I never checked.
You got to get used to these new features. These I love it.
These newfangled things, text messages, my goodness. You know, my father went his entire life with never picking up a cell phone. He left that to my mother. My mother had every app. She was on every possible thing there was. She was downloading stuff all day on Instagram and all this stuff. My father didn't want to think about it.
My 90-some-year-old grandmother texts. She texts more than some of the younger folks in the family.
I saved all my mother's phone messages she left me, and they're all the same. My mother spoke with a very thick New York accent, so I'm not making fun of her. She said, Donald... Donald, where are you? I haven't heard from you today yet. Where are you, Donald? Donald, call me. Call me right away. And this went on all day long.
Oh, my God.
So I used to call her like 12 times a day. Donald, where are you? I didn't hear from you today yet. Donald, the water's not working here yet. You didn't bring a newspaper by. Donald, where are you? And this went on all day. And I saved all the messages on there. So I can listen to them.
Don, that's something you can really cherish. It's...
Okay, so what else is going on? What else do we need to know here?
Lots of things. Truly, there really is quite a bit going on. You know, the old corner house.
Yes, the old one on Main Street, yeah. 20, on Highway 20.
On Highway 20. It's been a staple, but it's been closed for some years now. There was a young lady who's come in, and she's going to be bringing in Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... people might not be familiar with it around here, but it is the oldest black-owned franchise in the country. So I think they're popular in Chicago.
The Corner House moved to the lakefront area,
right.
And now they were there for years on Highway 20 on that corner, hence the name the Corner House. So when is that going to take place?
They just got their license approved last night at the council meeting, and so they have 6 months. It's part of their conditional use. They have to get that up and going within the six-month period. So, but they talk about there's been doing some cleaning out, and they're hoping in the next few months it'll be open.
Yeah, I just passed there the other day, and I wondered what was going on with that place. Now I know.
Yeah, now you have a place to sit down and eat again. I'm here telling you, yes.
All right, good. And what's the name of it?
It is going to be Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar.
What's an ice bar?
I guess it's part of the franchise. Okay. I'm not familiar with it. And it's Harold Chicken, you know. So even though I will tell you a story, I mean, being a vegan, I had my...
Oh, that's right. You can't even go there.
I did. You know what? But he did say they are going to be exploring some options because within this franchise, they do give them some rights to...
You can't even go on opening night.
But you know my...
You can eat ice.
I can... Yeah, there will be a bar.
They'll give you some ice. Okay.
Some of that's vegan.
Go ahead.
My ex-mother-in-law, she, for like five some years after getting married, this was years ago, she would give us a gift certificate for the corner house, for a steakhouse. And finally, my ex had said, do you realize Melissa's vegan? She's like, yes. So I was like, how dare you? You're going to marry my boy and not have him eat meat. So I'm making sure that we give you a gift certificate for a steakhouse. But for us vegans, steakhouses actually are great. They offer vegetables and potatoes and things that go right alongside your
potatoes are good. You can eat potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. So there are plenty of options. Truly, there really is.
Oh, I like that. We'd like everybody from the city to be come by opening night, and you're there. Do you have any bean curd and sawgrass I can have?
There's a, you know, I just end up looking at what other people's side dishes are that's offered on a menu. So it's not that hard to navigate. And I've been doing this for over 30 years, so.
All right. I'm not making fun of you, which I am making fun of you.
But. That's okay. That's okay.
And tell me, if I told you, if I had to kill animals, I wouldn't eat them.
And that's part of the reason why I'm not eating meat now.
Right. I'd be a vegetarian if I had to go look at, you know, Arnold the pig from Green Acres and say, thinking of a ham sandwich. Oh, no, well, no.
It's difficult, right? Yeah. When you can see the face of what you
I
need to
know.
Eat. Yeah, that becomes hard. But talking about animals, but not eating animals, the zoo is having a beach cleanup for Earth Day. So people like to take part in bigger projects. So on April 20th from 8 to 9:30 at the zoo, they'll be doing a cleanup. I think they had like 50 people last year in the years past, and they're hoping to exceed that. So if you're looking to partake in a community event, that's something to do. Talking about more spring cleaning, the city has lots of loans out there, grants that you could tap into if need be when you're thinking about projects around your house. There's the REAP program we just talked about a little bit, City Council last night, and it's a Racine Energy Efficiency Loan up to $10,000 for a loan up to 10 years, and anybody could qualify within the city limits, so there's no income requirement for that one. You have to be up to date on your mortgage and taxes and things like that. But that's something great to tap into. There's a website to give you a more broader thing of grants or loans, and it's called Build Up Racine, run by the CDA, and it gives you some grants and loan programs that could be available to help with your spring new projects this year.
My wife, one year, you know, after the 4th of July, what that hill looks like by the lakefront?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like, you know, Yucca Flats after the blast. And there's garbage everywhere. One day she said, well, let's go clean it up. No, I'm not cleaning it up. I yelled at the slobs who made the mess. I'm not going to, you know. She went up there and helped clean up that hill.
That's and, part of being part of the community. We necessarily don't make
No, what's
the mess,
part of the community but, is not making it a mess. Well, that's part of the community.
It happens, though. There's this balance, Don, and there's going to be people that are irresponsible and the people who are responsible. And if we want our community to look a certain way, we have to partake. And
hey, in front of my house, I live, my son picked it out perfectly. He said, there's always garbage in front of our house. There's a convenience store a couple of blocks away. And he says, I'm sure a physicist can figure out how long it takes to drink a can of soda and eat a bag of potato chips. And it's the exact distance from that store to the front of my house because they're always dropping their garbage in front of my house because that's how long it takes to finish the potato chips and drink the soda and drop the can on my lawn. So I picked the perfect location. It's not... they don't finish it before my house or after. They finish it right in front of my house, and I'm always picking up their garbage.
You know, they, and I tell you,
what a griper.
But, you know, if you're over by the rec center right off of 6th Street, are you familiar with that environmental center? Right where Mound kind of comes out and hits 6 right there. And so right where the river is to Lake Michigan, opening up to Lake Michigan. So if we were to throw something in there, it takes about an hour to get to Lake Michigan. So if you pollute it...
Did you try this out to verify this?
Well, I was part of a great program. Hopefully, if you haven't had them on your show yet, something to consider. It's called the Watershed Program, and they educate students within Unified School District on the watershed. And we would talk about pollution and do water quality tests so the children can get connected with their water. They live on a coastal community.
I only threw one thing into the water once. I was on a cruise, and somebody in our group was there, and he had this beer bottle that actually had a lid that you can pull, and it sealed itself. I mean, airtight. So we said, why don't we put something in there, a note, and throw it overboard, and we'll wind up somewhere. So we wrote a note in there, if you find this, blah, 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 blah. We put our business cards in there, which was stupid, and I'll tell you why in a second. We put a Band-Aid in there in case they hurt themselves breaking open the bottle, and we put a visible dollar bill in there so they can see the dollar bill. Give them impetus to open this thing. So we threw it overboard right off the near Cuba, off the coast of Cuba. We threw it overboard, and then somebody from the ship said, you know, that's a crime. You could be punished in prison for throwing stuff into the water. And the guy said, well, they won't know who it is. I said, don't know who it is. We put our business cards in there with our phone number. And I worked here at the time. So it was, they throw it out. Nobody ever responded.
It still might be out there. You hear great stories like that.
Yeah, I'll hear a knock on the door. The FBI will be here. Mr. Rosen, back about 30 years ago, you threw something overboard. We just found it the other day. And by the way, we cut our finger. Thanks for the Band-Aid. And the dollar bill. So anyway. Now, coming up.
No, I'm so glad you remembered that.
No, I remember because the mayor was in here this week. And last week, and he told me about it.
Yeah. So I've always practiced it. And so the part of why you register within the city and pay to get a sign is just so case if your neighbors do call in and your grass is growing, you can't get a violation for having it exceed what our height variance is what we have right now. So it's great for pollinators. Why not? You know, we're looking to...
Well, and you know, I was telling the mayor, my wife went to the Wisconsin State Fair once. They had this honeybee thing over there. And the honeybees were disappearing at the time. And they don't know why, because you need them. And so we talked about that. And then she said, don't mow the backyard in May. And so what I do is I trim it. I can't have the whole backyard look, you know, I'll be there with a pith helmet doing a tiger hunt. So I mow it a little bit at a time, but I always leave that area that's got the dandelions or whatever they use to pollinate. And I keep going a little bit until I get to the end of the month, and bam, I let them have it and do that last part. But, yeah, we don't mow the backyard because that's where all the stuff is.
They have. I love that. And it's really great and also saves on resources, too.
And then the bees pay you back by stinging you. So it's a thank you from the bees, a little love tap with a stinger. So... there's more going on, right?
There's so much going on.
Okay, but you got to hold it.
Okay.
We got to get people hanging in there to listen to the rest of it. Melissa Caprillion, my guest. Always love having her in here. She is your 5th District Alder and also your County Board Supervisor. She's got double duty there. She works for you in both ways, for the county and the city. It's 749 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh, the civic media station. Don't forget, the Padres in town tonight to take on the Brewers at Family Field. That'll be at 6:05 on WRJN Radio.
Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
70s with James Coburn and Kris Kristofferson, of course. Melissa, you remember that picture, being a big movie fan that you are.
Oh.
I was telling her, I saw The Godfather in the movies the other day. I was moving my mouth with all the dialogue. I did not see The Godfather. Oh,
no. I'm a book reader, so...
Greatest movie of all time. All right, if you have a question for Melissa Caprillion, your 5th District Alder and also County Board Supervisor, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. That's a text, by the way. That's not a phone number. It's a text number. 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. I was trying to figure out what 7445 can be in word form. It's either fill or shill. But I can't, it's like
connect.
Our regular phone number spells WRJN.
Right.
I mean, but, all right, what else
it
is going on?
It's so easy. Well, you know, with this nice weather, so looking for things to do and things to be hopeful of what's to come. As you know, we have a new contract taking over the Festival Hall and Memorial.
They're coming in, the guys.
Wonderful. That's so great.
Patrick Flynn, hold on.
Yep.
Patrick Flynn, Kevin McDougal, Kelly Cruz, all coming in tomorrow.
There is a good tune in. Truly tune in.
It's tomorrow. I forgot it was tomorrow.
There's a lot of life going on there, and they just did a cleanup, which is fantastic. They're doing some great work. So, you know, look out for events going on there. And then along the river, you know, we're talking about Venetia Night coming back and having lots of festivities around that time. It's usually the first part of August. So if you like to spend your time around the water, you can do that. And again, the Oasis is going to be having a carnival in their parking lot in May, I think May 25th maybe, or something like that. So lots of outdoor activities to pay attention to. The city's park website. We got a lot of youth that are helping out in the city. If the mayor talked about that program, and so they're helping a lot with our social media too, and They like to keep us up to date.
That's it? That's all that's happening?
Well, do you want me to get into the negative stuff?
Oh, no. Well,
yeah, no, I'm just teasing. Oh. There's always, you know, let's stay positive and focus on that. Yeah.
When people have a complaint.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned about the cars on the road making loud noise and people, maybe there's people playing loud music or stuff. They can call the police for that. But if they really want to get it done, the police will fix it temporarily. They can't fix it permanently. It's up to our alders to, by the way, I'm getting used to saying alders.
I like that. But if you do, Sandy Weiner, being somebody that's coming back on the council, she really likes you to refer to her as alderman. So there might be a personal
David
preference
Matt said
for
that
some.
Too, they said, I'm an alderman.
Yeah. So, you know,
so how do I know?
Oh, you just got to ask. But then you should be doing that nowadays anyway. Ask how people would like to be referred. Don.
You know, I remember I got used to the word Ms. instead of Miss or Mrs. That took a while to get used to in the 70s. And now I just use it. Now
okay, it goes back to that change. We got to embrace change.
It's not, I could do the change. I got to remember to do the change.
Oh, yeah, that's a little harder.
So how do they get a hold of, first of all, a lot of people don't even know who their older person is.
That's understandable.
They don't know.
If they don't need, yeah.
But you can look online.
You can look online and you can write on the city's website. It says find your alder. You type in your address. It'll tell you where that is. The county has a GIS system too. You can look into the county system or even just type in city alder, county supervisor.
And how do they get a hold of you?
The phone number's right on there. We're public. We can't hide. So
you actually have your home phone number. And people call you on that?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. And it's my cell phone, so it's with me all the time. So text message, just to let those who are listening, text works just as well. Email is great. So just because there's a trail, there's a history, so we can always refer back.
I don't answer when the radio station calls me. Yeah. I avoid those phone calls. I can imagine how many phones. Do you get a lot of them?
Should you be admitting that?
They know.
I do. You get a lot of calls, and especially because I've sat in this seat a while, so it means I've, you know, people have gotten comfortable with me being there, and you do get a call, and I don't mind it. You're there to help somebody through an issue that's very relevant in their day and their life at the moment, and it's kind of comical to me at some points, because you hear people complaining about an issue, and then I'll get the opposite calling, which they're in favor of it, and somebody is, they're just
does anybody
so
ever call you with a positive comment and say, boy, Melissa, you're doing such a great job. I just thought I'd call you at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe not at 2 o'clock in the morning. Usually running into somebody face-to-face, you'll get those type of responses, or you'll get that level of gratitude after something's been resolved.
I'll tell you, I'd last about 9 seconds in your job. I'd be telling people off, they'd impeach me right away and do recalls on me, and there's no way I'd last. I couldn't last in a job where I had to deal with the public.
Oh.
You know, I'd last a few seconds in those jobs because somebody would come in with a complaint, and I'd say, stop complaining, get out of my store, and I'd go out of business.
Well, you are very good at what you do, so I would hate to see you leave that to go into office. But you would bring a level of entertainment, and the way that you can recall certain clips and historical data, I would be amused just listening to you.
If I do you this favor someday, I'm going to ask for a service from you, and I will require you to do this service for me. Would that be okay? Yes, Godfather. All right, thank you very much. Here, and kiss my ring.
See how interesting this would be. You know what? Sometimes we get on the council, some of the issues really bring the mood down horrifically, and you walk away and you feel a lot heavier. That would surely lift up our spirits.
Fredo, you broke my heart. Next thing, Fredo's in the rowboat. And, of course, the famous one is, leave the gun, take the cannoli. I love it. Melissa, thank you. You're always welcome here.
Aw,
you are. I always love having you. A nice chat. You're a great personality. And you're a vegan, which I kind of like. That means you won't eat all the hamburgers at the next picnic.
Leave it for you.
Thank you very much for coming by.
You're welcome.
All right, more coming up. Stay where you are. Don't move.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. Weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.